From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Chief Mike Pompeo is in Seoul with talks with South Korean intelligence officials as top U.S. officials continue to express deep concerns about North Korea's nuclear weapons development program. Pompeo is traveling with his wife Susan and arrived in the South Korean capital over the weekend and met with the head of the National Intelligence Service and high-level presidential aides. Their meetings occurred hours before Pyongyang declared Monday that in the face of new U.S. pressure for U.N. sanctions against North Korea, it would speed up its nuclear deterrence at the maximum pace. U.S. President Donald Trump says he would not be happy if North Korea conducts another nuclear test. And during an appearance Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation, the president said neither he nor Chinese President Xi Jinping would be happy if the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un carried out on a sixth nuclear test. But the president would not say whether China, North Korea's closest ally, was using the crisis to test him.
You can never be sure of anything, can you? But I developed a very good relationship. I don't think they want to see a destabilized North Korea. I don't think they want to see it. They certainly don't want to see nuclear on, you know, from their neighbor. And they haven't liked it for a long time. But we'll have to see what happens. The relationship I have with China, it's been already acclaimed as being something very special, something very different than we've ever had.
North Korea has been trying to develop a long-range missile which would be capable of hitting the U.S. mainland 9,000 kilometers away and conducted a new missile test Saturday, but South Korea said it once again failed. This is VOA News.